Hi, and welcome to the Columbia Icefields. My name is Harold, and for the next few minutes, I'll be your driver and guide as we go out onto the Athabasca Glacier. Along the way, I'll be telling you lots of very, very interesting but absolutely useless information about the glacier. Are you with me? From here, at the top of the hill, we overlook the glacier. From the headwall to the toe, it's approximately 4 miles long, and in places is nearly a mile wide. Down below, where we first drive onto the ice, it's about 300 feet thick. Further on up, it gets as deep as almost 1,000 feet thick. It's up there where I'm sure I can let you out and you won't fall through, but please don't ask to get out anyplace else. Can't take any chances, you know. Let's go down and take a closer look. These cracks in the ice are called crevasses. They're formed by the movement of the glacier, which varies from 80 to 200 feet per year in various sections. As the ice flows over the ridges on the valley floor, something has to give, so the ice cracks. These crevasses go down as much as 100 to 150 feet, but never get deeper. This is because the pressure of 150 feet of ice changes the crystal structure of the ice, forming what is known as plastic ice. The plastic ice is flexible and flows over the ridges without cracking. With the ice moving 200 feet a year, you would think it wouldn't be long before it would be right out on the highway. No problem, really. 400 to 450 feet of ice melt each year, so the glacier is actually getting smaller. I'm afraid my job will last not much more than 600 years at best. This neat little hole in the ice is what we call a mill well. If you care to come up and look out the door, you can look straight down, approximately 150 feet. Mill wells are formed when meltwater on the surface flows into an open crevasse. The water goes down to the plastic ice and flows on this layer, eventually coming out at the toe. An ice cave can be found on the left side of the glacier, which was formed by this water. Believe me, it's a real cool place to visit. The very beautiful glacier on the left side is called the Andromeda Hanging Glacier. Often avalanches will come down from there or from the Snow Dome Glacier on the right. There are three types of glaciers. Andromeda is a hanging glacier, Snow Dome is a dome glacier, and the Athabasca Glacier, which we're on, is known as a valley glacier because of the way it flows down the valley. Over the headwall is the neve, or zone of accumulation. It is there that the ice is formed. The snow builds up, packs and compresses into ice, and spills out into the valley to make the glaciers. The three major glaciers are the Athabasca, the Saskatchewan, and the Columbia. The neve forms the Triple Continental Divide, or hydrological apex. This means that the water from the ice fields feeds three different oceans with water. The water from the Athabasca Glacier starts the Sunwapta River, which flows into the Athabasca, the Mackenzie, and eventually to the Arctic Ocean. Water from the Saskatchewan flows eastward across Alberta and Saskatchewan into Lake Winnipeg and Manitoba, and through the Nelson River to the Hudson's Bay and the Atlantic. And back over the headwall starts the Columbia, which flows to the Pacific. They say we got about a 33% chance of making it up this hill, but don't worry, I think we can make it. Well, folks, I hope that, like your photographs, this record will help to bring back some pleasant memories of your visit to the Columbia Ice Fields and the Canadian Rockies. And I hope that you'll come back and visit us again soon. Bye for now.